Hi, I'm Chris Spisak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Now, if you're listening to this podcast series as it's published, you're listening in October, a couple of weeks shy of Halloween. For episode 6, I want to talk about monsters, but you know what? If you're listening to this on a lovely spring day, that's fine too. A good scary story can be fun any time of year. It's good to know that a group of crows is called a murder, and a group of ravens is called an unkindness, because really, that fear of birds of yours, or is that just me, is totally understandable. It's good to know that there are these things called ghost words. These are typos in the dictionary creating words that don't actually exist. Spooky, right? Maybe. Maybe not. But today, let's talk about Frankenstein versus Frankenstein's monster. I think there's a lot of folks that are a bit confused. You can definitely blame Hollywood for the confusion that's become commonplace around Mary Shelley's famous monster. Bookish types and horror aficionados are particular on this point, so it's time you know the truth. In the 1918 novel Frankenstein, the creature didn't have a name. It was referred to as the monster, the creature, the wretch, or just plain old it. With a lack of name or identity, it's understandable why the creation was so mad. The creature was also significantly more self-aware and verbal in the book than in Hollywood's typical representation. He had intelligent dialogue far more than the groans and grunts he normally sticks to in movie form. As for Frankenstein, this was the name of the creator, Dr. Victor Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster would technically be the correct way to refer to the monster. Frankenstein was the scientist. The problem is, though, that after a century of film adaptations, Frankenstein has become generally accepted as a reference to both the scientist and the monster. So use it as you'd like, but be aware that you might be called out for it. And other Frankenstein trivia, did you know that this horror classic was written not only by a woman, but the daughter of early feminist Mary Wollstonecraft? Did you know that it was written for a fiction competition among friends to see who could write the scariest story? Did you know that there's a castle Frankenstein in Germany that most likely inspired the famous name? Did you know that Thomas Edison was the producer of the first ever Frankenstein movie, which was released in 1910? Did you know that an awesome Halloween costume for a guy named Frank is to walk around with a beer stein all night? Get it? Frank and Stein? Get it? Enjoy your horror books and your horror movies on dark, spooky nights, everyone. Just make sure you know what you're talking about. For more tips like these, check out my book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused. This was episode 6 of season 1 of the Words You Should Know podcast. Thanks so much for the notes you've sent me through getagriponyourgrammar.com. Yes, I'm having fun too. And thank you also for the reviews, both of this podcast and of my book. I'll be back next week with another tip. Until then, words, language, communication. You've got this.